Hallelujah. You guys are not energetic. Wait. It's not, sorry, I'm happy to see you. It's not that when I now say that's when you now want to be energetic. You've already gotten your mark. Hallelujah. All right. Can we rise up? Let's rise up. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right. So I want everybody to go around and greet everybody. Did you hear what I said? You have to go around and greet. It's today or Thursday? Yeah. Then I feel like praying for you. So I want everyone to go around and greet everybody. Did you hear that? So you must greet everybody. All right, so go around, greet everybody. Let's do that. Amen. Hallelujah. If you happen to be in church, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. I didn't tell you to sit down, though. I didn't say you should sit down. It's not punishment, but it's just the reaction of the low energy earlier. So. Now, when young people have low energy, you know there's a serious problem. And it's that spirit that we're trying to fight. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Are you guys hot? Yeah, it's hot, Abby. Can we... So the fans... Okay, so maybe we should bring this one. There's no... it can't reach there. Maybe we should bring this one. Then there's another one at the back that, I don't know, is there any extension around at the back side? Maybe that one can blow from the back as well. No, bring this one. Bring it. Can you carry that one at the back? Maybe I'm underestimating you. You might have the power actually. Amen.
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 Until I get a response, people are not sitting down. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, cool. You're still not sitting down yet. All right. So today we are going to pray for our crusade next week. Are people excited?
Yes, sir.
Are you excited about the crusade?
Yes, sir.
Okay, blessing. It's nice to... see you. Can we welcome Blessing? Yeah, let's welcome Blessing. All right. Where's Major? Okay, Major are here. Where's Gospel? Okay, I think he's doing something. In like 10, 15 minutes, go and check up on me. Where's Doty? Is Doty in church? Huh? I can't see him. Is he in church? He's not in church, Abby. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. Joshua, maybe we should call Pastor Eki to know where he is. That's John Joshua. Let's find out from. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's try this thing small. Let's have our seats. So today we are going to be praying. By the way, we had our vigil on Thursday. All right. Why didn't you come? Yeah. Now ask you, did you know about the vigil? Why didn't you come? School. Okay. No, school is a valid reason. So we had a vigil. If you can make it for next Thursday, please make it for next Thursday. That's all I'll say. Next year, we would be trusting God to have a lot more videos. Maybe we'll have 3 days back to back. I'm really very excited. I lost the end of your face. You know? Look forward to it. Just be, I'm sure during our, when is the first holiday of next January 2nd term, are we? Are we now? Okay. So when does school usually go on break for second term? March, are we? Well, midterm, when is midterm? Maybe February-ish. Abby, am I correct? Okay, well, let's not be February, let's be March, because I know February we might have a lot of things we're doing. So March, we'll probably have 3 days back-to-back. All right, videos. Videos upon videos. You will like it, though. Trust me. You will like it. You enjoy yourself. What's the name? Eh? Ganiyu. Daniel. Okay. It's nice to meet you, Daniel. Who invited you? Eh? You remember the show? Okay, so you came. Okay. Okay. That's fun. Can we say hi, Daniel? First time. Any other person coming for the first time? No, not that. Any teenager coming for the first time? We also have some special guests. We have Dazzle and Benjamin. They have decided to join us as a ministry. So you'll be seeing more of them as the time goes. So today we'll pray, but I think first I'll just say a few things, you know. I'll say a few things about time. I'll say a few things about time. How old are you? 19. Okay. Is there another person coming for the first time? You're coming for the first time, huh? And your brother. All right, can you guys raise your hand? Let's know that you're coming for the first time. What's your name again? Huh? Itunu. Tolu. Okay, what are we? Ife. Can we say hi, Tolu and Ife?
Hi.
All right, fantastic. So that's because I know, are you guys ready, the crusade team? Are you guys ready for your, what I told you to do? See them, they've forgotten. What did I tell you to do? Let's start from there. No, I need a mic. Let's let everybody hear.
That to prepare and tell everyone about next week crusade.
Yeah. So how next week we go?
Yes.
Are you grouping them into units in terms of function?
Yes, most likely so.
Most likely.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Because that's why I want to finish up this thing quick. So I'll give you guys the mic. So we'll be looking at ourselves when it reaches that point. All right, can sit down. So let's welcome them. You know, our special guests, the people that are coming for the first time, Tolu, Ife, Daniel. Let us welcome them specially. So can we welcome? No, I don't mean clap. I mean, let us come and welcome them. So stand up and, I know you've greeted them before, but greet them again. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's go to Ecclesiastes. Let us go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes verse 3, verse 1. If you're there, shout hallelujah. So not everyone is there. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. If you're there, shout hallelujah. Can someone read for us? Who wants to read for us? Okay, Pastor Wendy wants to read for us. Can we give her the mic? Where's Bolaji? Okay. Where is he? Has he gone back home? From hospital to here. Where is Zion? He's on his way. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal.
Can I read verse 1? Just read verse 1.
Okay, verse 1. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To everything, there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. Hallelujah. Right? So it says here that everything has a season. Can we say that? Can we say it again? Can we also say that every purpose has a time? Amen. So, everything has a season. A season is a unit of time. Do you understand what I mean? You understand what I mean by unit of time? Okay, similar like it's, what are the units of time? Everybody knows it. Seconds, hours, you know. So, it's just a way to describe or measure time. Units of time. And a season is one such unit of time. For instance, in Nigeria, how many seasons do we have? When we are trying to describe the time of the year, how many seasons do we have? What are the three seasons?
Rainy season, Harmattan, and our dry season,
a regular season. Okay. Who else has a different opinion? A person over there has a different opinion. Is that what you put in geography in WAEC or something? You don't write geography in WAEC. Okay. Yeah, person over there.
So I checked online, actually. Dry and wet season.
Okay. So Nigeria has two seasons. That's the dry season, which we are in now. That's why it's so hot. Right? Harmattan is a part of dry season. Okay? And then we have wet season or rainy season. So Nigeria has just two seasons. Some other places in the world, they have four seasons. Right, they have summer. Summer, winter, spring, autumn, or fall. So, in essence, that's how those seasons is how you measure time. So, when you're talking from the perspective of, are we together? Are we together? All right. So, when you're talking about it from the perspective of the weather or at a time in the year. So those seasons determine how you plan, for instance, right? For instance, there's a season, because of how those seasons operate, there's also a kind of, it has its impact on the earth itself. So when you're farming, for instance, there are some things that occur during certain seasons. You know that, Abi? That's why in Nigeria, right, there are some fruits that you see at particular points in time during the year. Amen. I hope I'm not too simple for you. Am I too simple, Christabel? No, you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So, based on that understanding of seasons, you can plan, number one. Do you understand? All right. Also, based on those understanding of the seasons, you can know what to expect. Are we together? Huh? You can know what to expect, you get. For instance, anybody that just wakes up today and says that, you know, I don't know, maybe you just wake up today and say, or in January, you just come and say, I'm looking for corn, you know. And you now say that, but this woman used to sell corn now. I'll find someone that, let me just be going. I'll find someone that sells corn. You know, you can go forever and not find corn. Why? Because that's not the season of corn. Hallelujah. Amen. So those seasons determine your expectations. Amen. Just like now, somebody expecting to find love in this season. You know, blessing, are you looking for love? You know. What's the name again? I've forgotten your name. Maiwa. You know. Are you looking for love? Are you looking for love? Not yet. Okay. Just like now, someone trying to find love and you're searching. You know, I'm searching for love. You know, maybe you know, and you're going everywhere. You know. You know, in this time you might not find love. Hallelujah. What you might find is you find a fake version of love. Or you could find criminality in the place of love. Hallelujah. So, the times of our life, can we read that thing again? To everything, let's read together. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. So, everything has a season. Are we together? Huh? Everything has a season. You get. I remember one of the... please, don't forget. We are still going to pray for the crusade. You know. I remember one of the most powerful things I heard in my life. Very simple thing. You know, but it was one of the most powerful things I heard in my life. And I heard it during NYSC. And I was in Kaduna, and an old couple, they came to preach at the fellowship, you know, place. And the old man just said something very simple, that everything you want in life, you will eventually get. Hallelujah. That was so simple. And that thing really, I think I really needed that word that day, because the way that thing really changed my life forever, you know. Maybe it was because of the authenticity of the guy, you know. Very old Christian. Well, not so old, but an elderly Christian. And Jesus said it very simply, that everything you want, eventually you will get, you know. And, you know, typically in life, the major, if you think about it, the major heart problem that you have is coming from two areas. And that's why, are we all together? And that's why it doesn't cost you so much to live a very, very joyful life. Huh? If you get what I'm saying, it doesn't cost you so much. You don't need to go to the mountain for 10 days or something like that to have a very joyful. You just need to plug two holes and immediately you'll start being happy. Whenever you're anxious about life, or whenever you are feeling agitated about your future. How many of us can relate with what I'm talking about? You know, you're feeling agitated about your future. It's because there are two holes that have not yet been fully blocked. They might have been blocked, but not fully. Okay? And that's why it's good that you don't have an overestimation of yourself, because speaking in tongues can hide your immaturity, if you understand what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. What are the two holes? The first hole is very simple. You are comparing yourself to other human beings. It's that simple. You understand? The knowledge of inadequacy. You know, for instance, when you were growing up, you did not know that your house was rugged. You know, nobody knew that the house was rugged initially. The knowledge is introduced. There's always one friend's house that you go to. Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? You know, that knowledge of inadequacy will always happen when one day, it could be 6 years old, 7 years old. That's when you usually understand the concept of money. You know, children don't really understand the concept of money. You know, you go to somebody's house and you thought your house was heaven, you know, because that's all you have ever known. And then you go to your friend's house. And then you see that there are levels of heaven. You know, heaven has levels. You know, and that's where the knowledge of your lack enters. Amen. And then it keeps being perpetuated till you die if you don't cure it. So that's the very first place where anxiety comes from, that you are comparing yourself to other people. Hallelujah. Huh? Please don't forget this thing, because I'll come back to it. What's the second reason for anxiety and agitation? The second reason for anxiety and agitation is misplaced expectation. Hallelujah. You have an expectation that God does not have. Amen. Amen. Are we together? You have an expectation that God does not have. Especially a timing that God does not have. So, every human being plans their life by themselves. In fact, at a level, if you don't have a plan for yourself, you'll be called an NFA. Abi? So what that means is that people will come and look at you and say, what is your 5-year plan? Amen. Huh? What is your 5-year plan? And so, after a while, people will harass you. You have to get yourself sense and just give yourself something, you know. So you can see someone saying, 5 years, I want to be astronaut. You know, and people will clap for you. Amen. Amen. You know? You know, on your career day now, if they brought pastor, they would chase the pastor away. You know that career day that these guys went to go and talk, that they wanted to do career day, you know. If maybe I came now and I didn't come as a professional, if I came as a pastor and I said that, you see, you know, I'm a pastor, and this is how you can be a pastor. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. You know, the principal will just shout, get out. They can shout, hallelujah. You know, the lady, when we were liaising with the lady, she told us, she said she wanted doctor, lawyer. I was even trying to help the guy. Look, see, this time now, this is your students. Well, I wasn't talking to her directly, but I was talking to her through a third party. But I was telling the guy, look, see, this is your students right now. They want fashion designer, storyteller. That's the one that is interesting now, you know. Software developments and everything, you know. So, if you go on that career day now, if you go and tell your parents now that you want to be a missionary, you know, they can start crying. Oh, Lord, I've wasted sperm. Hallelujah. Why is that? Because the natural man does not have plans except to be Elon Musk. Amen. Huh? Are we together? In fact, one of the strangest things I observed, the day I observed that thing, my life changed forever. I was like, God, men are useless. Men are useless. You know? Do you know that men compare themselves to the point that if a lady now should date a celebrity, if he breaks up with her, her profile actually will increase because men want to make it seem like me self, I can date the widow's chick. So they will not be rushing that girl. Do you understand what I'm saying? Eh? Crazy, Abby. Very crazy. They don't care. In fact, some men can even agree. What I'm telling you right now is the truth. Some men can know that their babe is maybe the side chick of Whiskey. They don't care. I'm telling you, they don't care. Just be going to meet her, you will come back. Once we're in picture, it's as if me and Whiskey too were on the same level. That's how people think. Yeah, that's how people think. I tell you the truth. Again. Is that bad? Comparison. Are you like that? Ah, you're like that too. You are like that. The proof you're like that is that you're sad. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not. I'm not giving you pep talk. I'm not like, no, you are like that. You understand? So allow God to heal you. Are we together? Huh? Like I told you, don't overestimate yourself. If you didn't need help, God will not set up church. Are we together? Yeah. You are like that. When you have stopped being like that, we will know. Amen. Are you happy? Is this still hot? It has reduced my working. So, there is a time for everything. So if you plug those two holes, praise God. Praise God. Aisha, are you with me? So if you plug those two holes, the quality of your life would increase dramatically, even though nothing in your life has changed. Your life will still be the same. Do you get what I'm saying? Your life will still be the same. Amen. You know, what's your name again? Daniel. You know, I have a word for you. The word is that greatness is from within. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Are you born again? Okay. Greatness is from within. It's not outside. It's from within. And it's also a seed, right? It's a seed that the Lord sows in you. Again, so you need to focus on the seed. Hallelujah. Stop looking outside and stop looking at people because you have your own grace. You understand? You have your own grace, you know. It's by focusing on your grace. That's how you become great. And the beauty of greatness in the body is that it's, you know, I don't need to sit down. But focus on the seed that God has sown in you. So pay attention to that seed. Look inside. Because the Lord says, yes, you are great. He says, yes. You know. Have you been thinking about greatness? You want to be something in life? Huh? Can we give him the mic, please? Why is this thing so slow now? Why is this slow? There's a reason why it's slow. Why is it slow? Huh? Okay, stepped out. All right. You want to be great? Okay. Why do you want to be great? Talk now, we're having a conversation. Talk. Come on, Ismael. Amen. Okay. Amen. Put it closer to him. Sorry, please. Just, I'm sorry. Is a lack of seriousness? Is a, just.
Yeah. Talk.
I want to be great, like to make myself happy and don't pass through the stress and feel of body my parents passed through. Yeah.
People are tampering my anointing. It's not you. The battery is dead. So you want to be great because of the parents and everything. So, all right. All right, it's fine. God has heard your prayer. Amen. Amen. People have really scattered my anointing. I won't lie to you. Like, I've lost the thing. Let's continue. Don't worry, to come back. All right, what was I? Huh? Yeah. You can block the two holes. You'll be fine. Tap your neighbor and say you'll be fine. Huh? Tap them again and say you'll be fine. Hallelujah. You'll be fine, even if you don't have parents. Huh? I guess you're hearing me. Yeah, even if you don't have parents, you'll be fine. Okay? You will be fine. Can you tap your neighbor and say, you will be fine? Yeah. You'll be fine. Is the battery working now? Bring it. All right. Don't worry, it's my distance now. So, you know, that's what has done to me. I'll not start delivering mic myself because I can't trust. Don't feel sad. All right. So tap your neighbor again and say you will be fine. Yeah. Shout it. Say you will be fine. Amen. Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. You will be fine. If you do not compare yourself with other people, and if you do not have unrealistic expectations, when I say unrealistic expectations, I'm not saying small expectations, because when we say that at times, what we mean is that you say you want to be a billionaire. Your teacher that is poor now say you have unrealistic. That's not what I'm saying. Are we together? When I say unrealistic expectations, what I'm saying is expectations outside of time. Amen. Are we together? What did I say? Expectations outside of time. Huh? Everybody wants to be 30 under 30. That's an expectation outside of time. God did not ordain anybody to be 30. You might not understand what I'm saying. But God did not ordain anybody to be, you know, for instance, now, many musicians give themselves headache because they've not won Grammy. Hallelujah. Huh? Imagine you feeling as a failure that you are a Christian making movies. Eh? And then Africa Magic did not invite you for AMVCA. You know, what kind of feeling or failure is that one? The movies they are making, do you think Satan will honor your movie? Why do you have an expectation? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. That's an unrealistic expectation. Amen. If the honor is a mistake, they really made a mistake. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. So, if you plug those two holes, your joy level will increase dramatically. You get. And the way to plug those two holes is to understand time. Okay? If you're not going to compare yourself with another person, you're going to have to understand that the reason why you don't compare yourself to another person is that you don't have the same purpose as another person. And if you don't have the same purpose as another person, your seasons are not the same. Are we together? So while some people are giving birth, some people are not yet married. It must be like that. Amen. Are we together? If you're going to say God is wicked, you will start another cycle. Because maybe they plan that marriage will not come 2 years. If you now start saying God is wicked, they will now have to add school to it. Because God will now say, okay, this marriage was going to come in 2 years, but you are saying I'm wicked. And I need to take it to a school of I'm not wicked. Now can I add 3 years? So marriage of 2 years will now be 5 years. Yeah. Because you lack understanding. Amen. You see all your mates that are not coming to this church. I'm not talking about people outside that we don't know. People that we know. They are not coming. They are meant to be with us. But not coming because they have gone to go and do. I'm saying it clear. This time, they have gone to go and use it to go and learn sewing. That's the most stupid thing you can do. Amen. If you see them, tell them I said it. You are not spending your time well. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I say if you see them, tell them I said it. Next time you see them, why were you not in church today? I was learning hairdressing. You are a stupid person. Because the time allocated for now was school. School of God. After school of God is then what? School of sewing. Okay. Is it? I don't know why I laugh. It can be school of sewing now. It can be. But it's my point is that after help me out. So you now be my new sound person. So after school of God, maybe God now say that after this school of God is school of sewing. Okay. What will happen is that if you go and do sewing with the time of school of God, you will learn the sewing. Are we together? Are we together? You will learn the sewing, but when you finish that school of sewing, you will just discover that the money you are chasing is running far from you. Are we together? Meaning you are chasing the money, but the money is running far. It's like the money is saying, I will never come to you again. All right? Amen. So you now have to go back to school of God. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. You now have to go back to school of God. And it's more difficult. The older you get, school of God is more difficult. It's easier when you are young. I tell you the truth, it's easier. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you understand that, so if you look at your people now, and you see that, this one is using his time to do this one. This one is using his time to do that one. And then you now go and say, okay, I will join them and hustle. Amen. You know, most of the people that I know that are hustlers are still hustling to today. You know. However, if you use your time the way God will have you use your time, and you focus on the purpose of the time, what will happen to you is grace. Everybody say grace.
Grace.
Yeah. Grace. What that means is that you will have supernatural speed. The reason why, imagine, you know, I mean, for instance, let me explain what I mean. When I was about to get married, are we together? When I was about to get married, my parents thought it was too early. Now, why did they think it was too early? If you're an Igbo person, you might understand. Igbo people don't send. It's your brother likes early marriage. An Igbo man can marry at 45. they don't send early marriage. Why? Because traditional Igbo people, you have to maybe build house in village first, or you know. So, when I was about to get married, you know, I mean, the conversation didn't last long because, you know, once they see your face, when you're serious, you know, once people see your face, they respect you, but at least they shall give their opinion, you know. And the opinion was that, it's too early now. Maybe you should wait till, like, you're 30, you know. You should wait till, like, you're 30s, and then you marry, you know. But from the face, it just has one conversation, and then after all, they just give up, you know. Now, my point is that, why did it say that I should wait? Huh? If you're following my story, I said that Igbo people, they look at, maybe you build house here, you do this, you do that. So the thinking was that this guy, you don't have money for marriage. Now, they are not wrong. Are we together? Physically looking, they are not wrong. But it was a very accurate statement. You get my point? Right? But, everybody say but. Some months before I came back from, let me talk of that story. Just say but, let me say it again. So that it's, but, say it now.
But.
I had grace. Hallelujah. Right? So I had the grace to marry. Amen. And so we married. Huh? And the funniest thing, you know the funny thing about all this comparison, this thing, the people that were saying that it's too early. Once grandchildren came, all that talk just went out the window. You know? Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? The human beings are fickle. You get, that's how human beings are. Now, why did I have the grace? I tell you for a fact, I had that grace because it was the time for marriage. Hallelujah. Huh? It was the time for marriage. In fact, I was shocked when my wife said she'll marry. I was shocked. I was like, Jesus Christ, you mean you'll marry me? You know? Amen. So, what were we doing before the time for marriage came? We were not looking for love. Can you tap your neighbor? Say, we were not looking for love. Tap them again and say, we were not looking for love. Yeah. We were not looking for love. Huh? Tap them again. Say we were not looking for love. Yeah, we were not looking for love. We are looking for money, but not like that. But tell them now. Tell them, we are looking for money, but not like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I mean by that is that we did not allow any pursuit of money stop our fire. Are we together? Eh? Amen. Okay? In fact, it's so ingrained in the culture that, you know, I really want to keep this thing. You should come for that night vigil. There's time. You know, that's the beauty of the night vigil. There's time. So we can say things. Hallelujah. So, we were not looking for love. What we were looking for, rather, was Jesus. Can you tap your neighbor? Tell them we were looking for Jesus. Yeah, yeah. We were looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? We were looking for Jesus. As in, I don't know how we'll do this thing, because I tell you the truth, I have not, you know, God help us. God help us. I tell you the truth. God help us. God will help us. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 12. Let's go to, before Ecclesiastes 12, let's go to Proverbs 20. Can you give him the mic, please? Proverbs verse 20. So we're saying, so he said he wanted to be great, Abby. Yeah, so, okay, give me the reason again. Give me the reason again.
Like, for me not to pass through the stress, my parents passed through.
Can I get there? Check, is the mic working? Okay.
I said, for me not to pass through the stress, my parents passed through, and to feel your body, also make myself happy.
Make yourself happy. Yeah. You have gone through a lot in life, have you? Huh? Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But you see, that's that thing. You can give me the mic. So that thing, it's what you want. You have to. Let me ask you a question. You're born again, Abby? Do you want? You know. There's a difference between born again and Jesus is the center of your life. You know. Do you want him to be the center of your life? All right. Cool. That's cool. All right. We'll pray. When we start praying, we'll pray for you. All right. Proverbs 20, verse 29. The glory of young men is their strength. Hallelujah. Huh? And the beauty of old men is the gray head. Amen. Amen. All right. It says that the glory of young men is their strength. And the beauty of old men is gray head. In other words, young men, the advantage that young men have is that they are agile. Hallelujah. Are we together? Young men are agile, you know. Obviously so. You get. Huh? Don't worry, your body won't always be like this. Even me, myself, I'm sad, you know. I'm sad, you know. It's such a shocking thing, aging. You get very shocking, you know. One day I slept. I was almost crying. I was like, look at what I've done to. You know. I just sat down. I just slept. I was like, God, look at what. See, man, look at what man has done to. Because I remember when I used to be alert, you know, 2 a.m., I'm awake. You know, especially university, you know, 2 a.m., you'll be awake. You'll go for exam, 9, you know. Amen. You get, you go for exam, 9, and you'll be, you know, which is why it is shocking. I tell you, one of the most shocking things are sluggish young people is alarming. You know, when you're a young person, you say, come. It's shocking. Is you need emergency, as in, no. That spirit, it won't rest on any of you in Jesus' name. Yeah. And if it's in you, we rebuke it. Yeah. I tell you, it's shocking. You'll be sluggishly walking. No. Especially as a guy. At least ladies, you know, ladies want to be prim and proper. But as a guy, they say, do this thing. No. Whenever you see that thing, I tell you the truth. Rebuke that thing. There is no, that one is not God made us different. It doesn't apply to that one. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you the truth, though. It doesn't apply to that one. Yes, you need to be sharp. Yes, you need to be active. It's not godly to be sluggish. Amen. So, young people's glory is their strength, you know. And sometimes it's nice to try and deceive myself that I'm still in that place. So, 3 a.m., I would. good. Let me not tell you my story. Now, because the glory of young men is their strength, you know, the way activity works is that if you don't have something to do, you will give yourself something to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why we have that saying that, you know, it's a true saying, really. The idle mind is the devil's workshop, you know, because you need to be active. Activity needs to go into something. You know, that's the nature of activity. And also, because of your carnal nature, you know, God is usually not priority. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get my point, right? God is usually not priority. So that's why in Ecclesiastes 12, the wise Solomon then says that you should remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Hallelujah. Huh? Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. Can we say that together? I want to go. Tap your neighbor, say, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Yeah. Yeah. Tap them again. Say, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Yeah. So why do they have to tell you to remember? Obviously, because you can forget. Are we together? Huh? Which is typically what happens. People usually forget. In fact, people usually say things like, I'm not ready to give my life to Jesus Christ. Abi? Why? What? Because they forget. Punishment. People are punishing me. You're not looking. This, you know what you should do. I'm asking audience, you know what you should do. I don't know.
You've forgotten their Creator.
They've forgotten their creator. Any other person? Chisom. Come and give Chisom first.
They feel they have time.
They feel they have time. Fantastic answer. Wow. They feel they have time. No, Joshua, you're almost fantastic too. But, yeah.
They feel that the kingdom is boring.
Amen. They feel the kingdom is boring. Hallelujah. So typically, the way people usually treat Jesus is that they want to give Jesus their old age. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? Meaning your life will be active. Then when it's not time to tone it down. Amen. Are we together? And so human beings typically get more spiritual as they age. Yeah? Are we together? The spirituality might not be God though, but they shall become more spiritual. I've seen this thing firsthand. It used to shock me. You know, by the time you see one maybe old lady or old guy, you just see them. If it's rosary, doing rosary. You know? Or if it's the Muslim one, the Muslim version of rosary, we're doing it, you know. You know, you see them reading their devotion, very devoted. You know? You know, people don't joke with their morning devotion. They don't joke with that, whatever they are reading. Maybe it's open heavens or something. They don't joke with it, you know. Amen. That's what usually happens in life. People usually give God their old age. But you see, the problem is that that fruit or that offering is a bad offering, very bad offering. Hallelujah. Eh? Giving God your old age is like you have goats. One has kwashoko, another one is fat. Offering in church, you now hide the fat one for Christmas. You're not going to give God the kwashoko one. Are we together? That offering, that's how God is looking at that. Are we together? Amen. Amen. When you were active, you did your thing. Now, when they want to do this one, you can't do, your leg has broken. This one is, that's now when you want to be. Amen. So old age is not, are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Right? Old age is reward. That's why God gives honor to eldership. Are we together? Because in God's mind, when he created timing, old age, okay, let's now honor the old people. Right? Youth is where we get the job done. Amen. So God's idea of a life is that don't complicate this and don't say what is wrong, gets born again at 60. Leave that one. You are not born again at 60, right? God's idea is that the youth would be for Creator. Are we together? Old age will not give honor. Amen. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when somebody is in the youth of his life, which is not 18, amen, no. Huh? 18 is human being version, which is a toned-down version. Do you get my point? And it differs based on society, you know? For instance, in certain societies, they don't expect maturity. You know, I'll give you my example now. They did not expect marriage until 38. You understand my point, right? In Nigeria, for instance, now, youth president can be 42. I mean, you get my point, right? I've seen, when I was young, the thing was always, when I started reading newspaper, it was always very irritating, even from then, where you see like a 60-something-year-old guy, you say, I'm a big boy. Like, you are not a big boy. You are an old man. You should have stopped womanizing by now. You understand my point, right? You are an agbaya. You get? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So the thing differs based on society, and you can be looking at it based on society you are in. Eh? Where you are thinking that, okay, youth now is still 35, so don't worry, you know, there's still time. No, 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 no. Tell your neighbor no. Eh? In fact, say them no, 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 no. No, 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 it's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that. Hallelujah. Are you ready to hear this thing? Someone should check. When did God start talking to someone? Check your Bible. Or just browse it. Don't ask Google. You don't need to waste time. That's not the point, you know. When did God start talking to Samuel? Check now, check. I said ask Google, don't 12. 12 years. 8 to 12 years. That's when they estimate that he started talking to Samuel. You know, Major, are you hearing me? When you look at the scripture, you can look at three things. The first is this, because at times when you want to establish, because I know what I want to say, it will be controversial for you. It will be more controversial at our parents' meeting next year. At times, when you want to establish something in scripture, you can look at the patterns. It's not everything they say out. You just look at the pattern. Now, if you look at this thing that we just looked at, right? If you look at the age of Jesus' pre-manifestation, which was 12 years. Abby? If you look at the Jewish cutoff for adulthood, which is 13. And in Jewish culture, you become an adult at 13. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, maybe you don't know. I'm telling you, all right? Meaning that your childhood stops at 12. That's why that thing that was happening to Jesus, what was really happening was that Jesus had an understanding of his purpose. And so, according to tradition, when you become 13, you start being trained in your purpose. Do you get my point? So you are now an adult. You are now in training mode. When you pass your training points, they now declare you that, okay, this is now time. This guy is now a true representation. So your father, and that's why Jewish people, they are not very sentimental. They can curse their child. You know, they don't have attachments to child. Their child doesn't mean that you will carry my blessing. You know, what they are thinking is that by 13 years of age, if me now, I am a banker, or I'm selling cattle, whatever I'm doing. By 13, I will now bring you into my business. You will be employed in my business. I will now start training you. By 18, 19, or at a point in time, when you have finished the training, I will now come to the public square, and I say, everybody, this one is truly my son. This one can now represent me in community meeting, can represent the family. You get my point, all right? So Jesus went through that same process where at age 12, because he had an understanding of his purpose, he knew I'm not a carpenter. So as at the time that thing was happening, he then went to, his plan was that I've left this house already. So his plan was that I'll now be living in the temple, or I'll be living with the scribes, because those are the people doing the kind of work that is similar to my own. Do you get my point? Are you following what I'm saying? All right. And then, After God then said, no, that's not my plan. And I understand you're thinking, but still, go to your parents. I'm still planning something else, which we can look at another time. When he now did that from that 12 to 30, and that's when God now said, this is my beloved son, blah, blah, blah. So my point is that if by 11, 12, 13, you have not started having purpose conversations, you are behind. Are we together? Actually, purpose conversation starts 11, 12. Oh, this was my purpose. What's my purpose? What am I using my life to do? The conversation is crystallized. 11, 12, 13. Amen. So you see, you're behind. Are we together? So don't be hyping yourself. I'm telling you the truth. Don't be hyping yourself too much. You know, you are behind. There was a conversation that you are meant to have started having already. And that's why you notice that God respects you. You know, some of you here, you have seen powerful vision. Some of you, Jesus might have visited you already. You think he's to come and play with you? How many people have had a spiritual encounter here? Raise your hand. You've had a spiritual encounter. Stand up. It's church. We're not there. If you've had a profound spiritual encounter, like it shook you, raise your hand. Maybe you saw something happened to you. Okay, 3. All right, sit down. Now, that's why it's not like, if you've not had, don't go and say, oh, Lord, please. That's why it's not like, you'll be a Christian first for 20 years. After I've done the thing for 20 years, I will now come. You know, when I start. God does not do it like that. Why? You are behind. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor, catch up. Tell your neighbor again, you need to catch up. Yeah, you need to catch up. So, the youth is for Jesus. Hallelujah. The youth is for Jesus. Okay? That is the only way we know that your future is going to be bright. If you like, be genius. That's your own concern. Okay. In fact, if you like, be Olodo. That's your own concern. You understand? You know, I've told the people that when I was telling the people that were going to school last week, nobody should stress me with results. Look, if you are failing in school, come back. We'll put you under apprenticeship. Don't kill me. You understand? I don't have stress. Are we together? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I mean what I said. You understand? I mean what I said. You understand? As you are going to university like that, do your best. Are we together? If your genuine best is third class, just accept it and come back. Nobody will kill you. You don't like what I'm saying. You don't like what I'm saying. Bless you, you don't like what I'm saying. I like what I'm saying. You'll still be rich now. I didn't say you'll not be. You'll still be rich. I'm not talking about your money. I'm saying that. See, I'm saying don't waste time. I'm saying don't waste time. You see, you have to understand when a thing is not working. You get my point, right? I'm 100% serious about what I'm saying. Most people in university should not be in university. I'm not lying to you. I was just looking at, I was in the toilet. I was looking at WhatsApp status. I saw one of my secondary school mates. She's studying maths. She's now doing she has a shop, so she's now modeling. She's been doing like this. You know, I've seen her status. I was like, you wasted your 4 years. You should have started doing that since. You'll be richer now. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying. You get? Huh? Most people don't know how to cut something when the thing is not working. You know, I've told you, see, if you are genuinely, I don't mean you are a lazy student, you know, genuinely trying your best and you are still on third class, you are still on pass, let's not extend this suffering. Let's cut this suffering short and let us come back. Because if we do that 4 years, you will still not come back and go and do a project management course. Do you understand what I'm saying? So let's not waste our time. Amen. And you will still be rich. That's the funny thing. One of the richest people I know now dropped out. He was wiser than most of us. I'm telling you, he dropped out. He said, I can't do it again. Do it again. You know? He dropped out. He's rich. He's now working with the government on one kind of thing. In fact, the government, our minister of the Bosun Tijani, the minister, what's his ministry? Minister of Information, Digital Tech, whatever. He put him in a special committee. I saw it, you know. My cosmet, my namesake self, Kenne. You know? They put him in a committee to do something on tech for Nigeria, something. You get? He was wiser than most of us. He wasn't wiser than me because I was using my time well. You know, but it was wiser than most of us. Almost all of them. And the funny thing is that the people are now, you know, people now, human beings now have this very, very weird behavior. When you fail, you double down on your failure. So those that now did rubbish, you know, those of us that maybe got first class 2-1, we just started looking for money quickly because, you know, job opportunity will come. Those that now did rubbish, they now double the thing. They now went to go and do masters again. You get? Thinking that the masters will help them. You understand? Eh? That's what happens when you don't understand time. You get? Amen. So, don't stress yourself, eh? Your youth is for your creator. Hallelujah. Your youth is for your creator. Don't judge yourself to major now. You see, major now is more, his brain is more advanced than some of you that are 18. This one clearly, you know, this kind of person will be shocked if we see him in the mission field. This kind of person is, you know, McKinsey, you know, you see him on TV, you know, the head of this, the head of that. You know, that's what God has done for him. God has not done that for you. God has done another one for you. So accept your own. Don't compare yourself with sin. Are we together? The beautiful thing about the Lord is that we can all seek the Lord the same way. Or we can all use the time together. You know, Jesus equalizes us. Do you understand? So all of us can decide to use our time for Jesus. And church gives us that opportunity. Are we together? Let's rise up and pray. You know, it's such a beautiful thing that we have this opportunity to who's going to help me with prayer? Maybe who's in prayer unit? Okay. So, it is such a beautiful thing that we have the opportunity to be in this time where we can be used by God for His purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Right? And we are going to maximize it, Abby. We are going to maximize it. Maximize it. We are going to maximize it. We are not going to be foolish people. I understand. We know what this time is meant for. This time is meant for Jesus. This time is meant for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Huh? There's no balance. It's not balanced. I'm trying to balance this thing I'm saying. Jesus is that word balance is a very, very weird word. You know, you can abuse it. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I'm not asking you to balance your life. I'm asking you to tilt your life to Jesus. Let him dominate it more now. Amen. The reason why he can dominate it more now and you will not lose is because, you see, the things that you are hyping, they are not that big. It's your eye that is making it big. Are we together? Are we together? It's your eye that is making it big. Huh? They are actually very small. Very small. You get? The moment I started earning a little bit above 250K, poverty had ended. You know, it's not that expensive to kill poverty. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? If you can marry, you can increase again. But the moment you, it doesn't cost you so much, you know, to be comfortable. You understand? Are we together? And you can attain that thing via any route. Even if you come now and say, I want to learn carpentry work. All these chairs now, they were created by someone. That person made millions. If you come now and say that this is the work I want to learn, in 5 years, 6 years, you can be that good that you'll be making money the way this guy made his money. Do you know what I'm saying? Right? So don't hype. Don't make it seem like for God to make you prosperous, something big needs to happen. No. Something big does not need to happen. Hallelujah. So that's why it's not equal. Jesus carries more weight. Huh? Because that's where value is. So if the Lord says, go and do a crusade, we put value on that thing more than others. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray and we're just going to ask God a very simple prayer. I just say, Father, on that crusade day, let your will be done. Can we begin to pray? Let your will be done, Father.